Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Be Still and Run. I'm your host, Allie-Ann, and today I wanted to talk about religion versus relationship and a little bit about hypocrisy and legalism and our effectiveness as a Christian and what our role in life really is and just a bunch of different things based around this topic. It's been something that has really been on my heart a lot. Something that I've really been praying about in my own life, and something that I have experienced in my past with a lot of other churches, a lot of Christians, and seeing it in other Christians as well, and what it's done to them, and then also in the unbelievers, and how it draws people away from Christianity. And so, I just wanted to talk a little bit about this, and I finally don't have any bitterness toward different people that have hurt me in the past, so I felt like it was a good time to finally be able to come out and share my heart on this. So I don't really go into too much depth, but I do share just a little bit about it, and also from a runner's perspective, of course. And I really just hope that it encourages you to focus on your relationship with Christ and realizing why that is so important. So I love you guys, and I will let you get to the episode. So today's topic is something that God has been opening my eyes up to see just because of my past, and then also being able to talk with unbelievers. And it's on the fact of legalism and hypocrisy and our freedom in Christ. So these are all things that as Christians we have greatly just taken out of context and really focused on the wrong things. And Christianity is about a relationship, not a religion. I know this is something that I don't know if it's newly talked about or if it has always been like this, but I've just recently been seeing it coming out a lot more. And legalism is trying to follow a bunch of rules, thinking that it's going to give us favor with God, or it's going to draw us closer to being able to be saved, or just not having the right heart, following like different commands in scripture without the right heart, with like doing it because you love God, or are you doing it to look good in other people's eyes? And then embracing your freedom in Christ, a lot of people will take this to say, I can do whatever I want. Well, I can do whatever I want in training for a race, but it's not going to have the same outcome when I cross that finish line. If I eat a bunch of stuff that I know I shouldn't, whereas if I really take care of my nutrition, the outcome is going to be a lot different in that race. So it's the same in the Christian life. You are free in Christ to do whatever you want, but you are not going to be a follower of Christ. You're not going to have that strong relationship with Him, and you're not going to be doing what you were meant to be doing on this earth. And so making sure you balance those. And then hypocrisy is something that sort of comes from the legalism. And it's when we are telling other people they should do something when we aren't doing it ourselves. That has been something that has really been hurting me. I was actually bitter about it for a long time, but I realized that it is sad because unbelievers see this in us. And they're like, well, their life is no different than mine. Why should I listen to them? And so realizing that the legalism and hypocrisy is really harming, and the freedom in Christ is really harming our effectiveness in actually doing what we were meant to do on this earth. And that's to have the ministry of reconciliation and being an ambassador for Christ. And so today I wanted to just talk a little bit about how we can realize the dangers of the freedom in Christ. And it is a very real and biblical thing, and it's beautiful if it's actually used correctly, if we actually look at it from a biblical point of view. And your freedom in Christ isn't to be abused in a sense that we can do whatever we want. Even if it's a good thing, when we give our lives to the Lord and we accept His free gift of salvation, we are accepting Him not just as our Savior, but also as our Lord. And so when we live the freedom in Christ that we think we have, we essentially have not accepted Christ as our Lord. We have not accepted Him in that sense and realizing that our life is not our own when we accept that free gift. And so realizing also, like I said, about the runners with their races, the freedom in Christ, we get what we put in it. So if we really focus on scripture, if we really build that foundation, we really focus on our relationship with God, on prayer, and different things, that is going to make us a way more better Christian. It's going to not just influence us and our relationship with God, and when we stand before the throne and we're judged according to what we have been doing on this earth, it's going to just, I don't know if I'm making sense. I feel like I lost my train of thought right there. But our freedom in Christ is really beautiful when we realize that the commands of God are for our good. They're not for Him. He wants our heart. And then the Bible is like a manual. It tells us how God created us and then how we are to live this life. It shows us what we're supposed to do in order to be happy or in order to be blessed. Or, and I'm not talking about blessed as in a lot of money or fame or anything. But it's like blessed as in, blessings, answered prayer, your relationship with God, your relationship with others, and your effectiveness as a Christian, your fruit that you gain from your relationship with God, and just all of these different things. So, understanding that our freedom in Christ is very beautiful when we use it correctly, when we obey Him out of a heart of love because He first loved us. And also, Christianity is about a relationship with God. My favorite verses are 2 Corinthians 5, 17 to 21. And verse 18 says, "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation." And this has been like the foundation for this ministry now that God has been laying on my heart, and that is to just encourage a relationship with God. Because when we have that relationship with God, then God can speak to us and work on our heart. And we don't have to tell everybody else what to do, because then if they have a relationship with God, God can work on them. And so we don't have to worry about always trying to help somebody or something. If we can really focus on our relationship with God and then encourage others to focus on their relationship with God, then as the body of Christ, we are encouraging each other to continue that relationship, and we can help each other in a sense of praying for each other and being there to carry each other's burdens and different things like that. So if we can really encourage a relationship with God over just living a bunch of rules or telling other people what to do but not living it out ourselves, or taking freedom in Christ out of context, thinking that we can just do whatever we want because the blood of Jesus covers that, then we cannot have a clear relationship with God. It's going to be hindered, and it's not going to be as beautiful or as loving or as intimate as we really crave it to be. And then just realizing again that the commands in the Bible are actually for our benefit. They're out of a love relationship with the Father, realizing that He wrote these things because He knows us. He knows what we need. He knows what will change us. If you think about it, God's never going to change, and he's worthy of our love, but he doesn't need it. And so realizing that the Bible tells us what to do because he knows how we work. So it would be just like buying a new appliance and you've never used one like that before. I don't know, say it's a certain kind of blender that has a bunch of different features, and you have that manual that comes with it, and it's like you need that for some things to see how it works, what you really should be doing with it. And so just realizing the Bible is that. So I just wanted to touch on that because it has been something that has been really burdensome on my heart over the last few years. Just realizing that the legalism in this world of just doing things because we have to, not out of a heart of we want to or we get to. And I did write The Simplicity of Christianity. And so I'll leave that down below, but it's basically on focusing on your relationship with Christ and realizing that the Christian life is supposed to be Christ in us. So just if as we can surrender to him or whatever, then that's when the simplicity of Christ is easier, or the Christianity is easier and our burden is light, because then Christ is working in us and it's not really us, it's just us being a vessel that he can use. And so really, in order to end the legalism in our hearts and embrace the freedom in Christ, we really need to work on our love relationship with the Father. That needs to be our sole focus. Is that's why Jesus came to earth, was to reconcile our relationship with God. And so just realizing that will really just benefit us in so many different ways, and it'll take the stress out of our lives in thinking, oh, I have to go do this. There's been a lot of different studies and different things where, when there is something from a willing heart rather than a forced heart, the outcome and the motivation and everything's just completely different. I don't know if it's studies, but like just people in general have seen that. Sorry, I didn't mean to say studies. Just really be praying about this, and this is also going to be strengthen your core is your relationship with Christ. And so this is one of the most important things, and just remember that relationships are built on conversation. So make sure that you really prioritize prayer in your life, because that is going to be what strengthens your love relationship, and then out of that you're going to fall in love with God's word. So they kind of go hand in hand, but the more you can pray, the more you're going to fall in love with him, and the more you're going to want to read the word. So just focus on that and really, really let that be a part of your life so that we can be a vessel for God to use and allow him to work out his love and his relationship in others' lives through us. Because if you think about how unbelievers see us, what do they see in us different? Why would they want to have a relationship with God when our lives are no different? When we go through hard circumstances and we crumble and fall apart just like they would, what to them, what are they seeing any different? Why would they want the Christian life when there is no fruit, there is nothing there? And so this is just, like I said, been a burden on my heart recently in for strengthening my relationship with God, so much so that it's actually been a prayer of mine recently. I want to be so in love with God that when people come across me, it's noticeable, just like if somebody is dating or newly engaged. They just have this glow about them, or this look in their eyes that you know they're in love. And so recently, I've just been asking God that. I'm like, I want to fall in love with you so much that it's just noticeable. I don't really have to talk about it, even though it probably will end up coming out because you talk about what you love, you talk about what you think about a lot. And so that has been something that has been on my heart a lot, and just praying that God would draw me so much into a loving or intimate relationship with Him that it just overflows and people see it and see that I just love, like, they see a difference, they actually want it. So I will let you guys go because now I feel like I'm rambling, and I am praying for you, and happy running.